and to welcome you to another episode of Power Pearls Podcast. My name is Caragott Warner, and I'm the host of the show. And if this is the first time you are stumbling upon the podcast, welcome, welcome. I always forget to explain, you know, who I am, what's going on, what are we doing? And so this is a special edition of Power Pearls. It's called Power Pearls Unplugged. And so basically, the way it's been working for the past few months is every Friday I publish an episode that's unscripted. I call it unplugged because it's unedited, really, is really what it's about. Well, this is a little bit different now because I'm releasing these episodes on Mondays instead of on Fridays. So I just want to give you a heads up about that. And this particular episode is a little bit interesting because I decided to turn my Facebook Live video that I produce, that I broadcast on Fridays, every Friday at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. And I decided that instead of just, doing the video, why not turn it into a podcast episode as well? And also, it really did help me a little bit, you know, kind of kill two birds with one stone, so to speak, because I was kind of scrambling on Fridays to do a morning episode, you know, saying, hey, you guys, join me at noon for my video. And here's a way to prime yourself before we chat later. And I would ask a question and that sort of thing. But it was a lot of work, and I thought, you know, I don't know who's really connecting the dots here as far as, you know, are they listening? Are you listening to the episode earlier in the day and then hopping on Facebook later? And so I was starting to discover that that's not what everyone was really doing. So I thought, you know what, I'm going to get a little bit fun and creative here and a little bit spontaneous, even more spontaneous, and record a new episode of the podcast while I'm actually creating the video. And to take things even a step further, this was the very first live video that I had a guest on as well. So that's even crazier, wouldn't you say? And my guest today is Tabitha Hedrick. And so you're going to get to hear the interview, it's really like, it's not really like an interview, but it's more us getting on together, on the line together, so to speak, and answering questions that come in. So it's called Ask Kara and Tabitha Anything. And we do this about once a month. And so we're going to be doing this now on Facebook Live on Fridays. It's going to be like every fourth Friday that we do them. So keep a lookout. And you can find them in the video archives over at facebook.com/PowerPearlsPodcast. And then the following Monday, you'll get this episode. So for example, if you're busy on that Friday and you can't tune in or not tune in, but you can't listen in real time, you can't chime in. Well, guess what? You can listen to the podcast on the following Monday while you're walking, while you're knitting, of course, you know, while you're driving, whatever it is, like you can just listen to the audio version. So I thought, why not? Let's do it. Let's keep it going so that every week you've got something. I also would love to hear from you because you might be thinking when you listen, you might think, oh my gosh, this is all over the place. I don't know if I can do this. This is too much. It's too crazy. But just give it a chance. This is the first one. So kind of think of it as the sacrificial pancake, if you know what I mean. Because in the beginning, you'll notice some wacky things are happening. You know, it's I'm a little bit distracted. My phone rings because my husband's trying to call me. Of course, like the first time I'm doing something that I have to really multitask in like a big way, and my husband calls in the middle. Well, not really in the middle, but you'll hear. It's like really close. It's in the beginning, but once we dig into this episode, we answer some you know questions that I think are concern for many knitters. You know, we talk about grading. If you're a designer, like how do you grade? And that's sizing patterns. And who does it, you know, when you work with a publisher? Does the designer do it? Does the publisher do it? And then we switch gears and we talk about like a lifestyle question, like how do you balance it all? How do you balance life with your knitting and that sort of thing? So I think you'll really like this because we've got two sides of the spectrum. So let's get started and I hope you enjoy. Okay, so are you guys ready for this first ever video podcast of Power Pearls. Yes,
I know. Recorded on Facebook.
That's right. It's recorded on Facebook. It's going to appear on the Power Pearls podcast. You ready, Tabitha?
Yes.
Okay. Sorry, guys. My husband was trying to call me. That scares me. Like, no, you're not allowed to call me. Okay.
Doesn't he know what we're doing? Come on.
I know. He knows I do this at noon. That goes to show how men don't pay attention.
Right.
Right? Okay. We ready? Okay, here we go. Hey, everyone. I want to welcome you to another episode of Power Pearls Podcast. And today is... Oh, my gosh. There's the phone. Oh, we love the bloopers, don't we? Isn't that awesome? I froze. Karen says I froze. Oh, my gosh. You know, so since I started this, I have never had these kinds of issues that happen during a live broadcast. And
it's
right now,
because we're trying to do like 14 different things at once. That's exactly what it is.
That's
You've
it.
Skype and Facebook and podcasts and all at once. So now the world's saying, oh, well, you must want the phone too.
It's been that kind of a day. I'm going to start over, but it's been that kind of a day because, you know what? I tried making the graphic for this episode and it my computer froze. And I lost it. So I had to recreate the entire graphic.
Oh, it's crazy. I've had those days and weeks and months.
All right. So we're going to start. So if any of you are just joining, I just want to welcome you to another episode of Power Pearls Podcast. And today is the first edition of a video version of Power Pearls, because I have Tabitha Hedrick on, and she is the design director of Sweet Georgia Yarns, and she's also the contributing editor of Creative Knitting Magazine. And we are going to be doing our monthly series called Ask Kara and Tabitha Anything. And we have, oh, thanks, Amy. We don't need perfection. I'm just answering some questions as they come in, so of course I'm going to be distracted. So today we're going to be answering a few questions that have come in. And let's see. So a few weeks ago, Wendy wrote in and she asked a question about pattern grading. So I think we can jump in and answer that. So let's see. So should I just jump in, Tabitha, or?
Go ahead and read her question that she asked.
Okay, let's see. See, I'm already a little bit distracted. There you go. But it's real life. And like Amy said, we don't need perfection. We crave and love real. Thanks, Kara and Tabitha. That's what Amy says. Tabitha, this is all we have. Oh, you guys are awesome. I love you guys. Okay, so here's the question. Could you, this is what Wendy asked, could you, if possible, clarify if the designer does the grading of the pattern or if the publication does it, or maybe like the tech editor does it? So that's the question. So Tabitha, what do you think? You want to like maybe jump in? I answered this a little bit last week. So maybe you can jump in and share your 2 cents about this.
Just from my previous experience as a designer, it's very, very rare to find a publication or yarn company that will do the grading for you. I believe Soho's one that does. I cannot remember if Knitters does or not. But most yarn companies and most publications expect the designer to already have a fully graded pattern. Mm-hmm. It's a very valuable skill to learn when you're getting ready to start out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hey, Patsy. Thanks for joining us. So I answered the question, and I basically said the same thing, Tabitha, that you just mentioned. So yeah, most publications don't grade, and they expect the designer to do that. And really, you know, in my opinion, it is the main ingredient that every designer should know, especially, you know, if you want to become a garment designer. You know, when you understand grading and sizing, it means that you actually understand the mechanics of garment construction. So that's kind of knit design 101. And, you know, if you're just getting into this world, start with accessories. Start with something small that doesn't really require grading. But if garments are your thing and that's what you really want to get into, it's really huge. I think it's really important that you understand grading, and grading in is, and what that means is sizing, obviously sizing up the pattern up or down depending.
Right.
And you know, many garment books, sewing, like cut and sew garments, couture sewing books, what have you. I mean, there's so many different things out there you could find that go into
that. There is a great collection of books in the sewing department. There's very little on grading in the knit department.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say that there's a book that came out this past year, and I'm going to have to Google it because I can't remember exactly what it was. It might have been a tech editor book, but it might have been a designer grading book that recently came out. Aside from the sewing books, just study those. It doesn't translate exactly to knitwear, because we all know that knitting is a lot more flexible and fluid and drapey than a fabric.
I'm going to turn you guys
around. Aside from just the sewing books, which I definitely recommend you consume and research, there are some grading or some sizing standards available. Now, it's kind of a mishmash of things. None of them are 100%, just like when you go to Old Navy and you can't find the same pair of jeans, even though they both are, say, size 4, they don't fit the same. It's the same thing. The Craft Yarn Council of America has a sizing standard available right there on the website. But then there's also, I think it's a federal program, it's called the ASTM or ATSM, I can't remember the acronym. If you Google that and Google I think it might just be grading or sizing standards, but go Google that, and that is a whole collection of kids' clothing and women's sizing and men's sizing, the whole gamut across the spectrum. And you can purchase those to download. And that'll give you a really good handle on back neck length and shoulder width and waist length and all of that kind of stuff, so you can start to put together your own formulas of how things fit.
Yeah, and I know, right? So maybe I should just leave it this way, because if I keep flipping it around, it's lots of maneuvering for me. But let me just play with this for a little bit. Is that cool? You guys get to see Tabitha.
She told me to do my hair. I look all frumpy.
Oh, no, you don't. You guys get to see Tabitha's new studio. Look, she's got, we're all over the place today, but that's why we call it a Freeform Friday, right, you guys?
That's right.
And Power Pearls Unplugged, but you get to see her. She's got that cool dress form and work area. Wow, with those bins. Look at those bins behind Tabitha.
Oh, yes, I have a big work table. My stepdad actually just put this big countertop on it, so it's two bookshelves stacked together with a big workspace on top, so I can block all my knits and
so
things out.
It's Tabitha. Kim says you look wonderful, by the way.
Aw, so sweet.
This is great. So,
I like it.
Yeah. So as far as the grading, see, I'm trying to think and chew. I can't think and chew gum at the same time. You guys can also go to the Craft Yarn Council website, which is CYCCraftYarnCouncil.com. I think that's what it is, right, Tabitha?
Might be org.
Maybe you can put that in the comments there. It might be org. And there are sizing standards on there and resources, right, for designers that are wishing to, learn about grading and sizing. But if you don't have to be a designer to go to this, by the way. This is for everyone who is a needle arts enthusiast, knitter, crocheter. You need help. There's all kinds of stuff, even like, you know, how knitting enhances your health, you know, which is like something I love, and I'm going to be talking a lot. I do already talk about, but I'll be talking about a lot more, you guys, so you're going to have to, like, deal with that. So
looks like Jana asked a question. Yeah. Does the publisher provide a tech editor, or is that always up to the designer? When you are usually working with a publisher or a yarn company, they typically, it's common for them to have a tech editor team that your patterns go to. But I was going to suggest that back, it relates to grading as well. I even have a couple designer friends who can't stand grading and don't want to pull out the spreadsheets or anything like that, and they will actually hire a tech editor to do the grading for them before they even turn in the pattern. It's expensive to do that, but that is another option for you.
Well, Tabitha, I'm gonna argue that.
I didn't say I like it.
As an editor,
I know people that do it.
As an editor, I think I found my happy medium here. I can see myself in both screens, and you look fantastic. So anyway, though, to kind of continue my thought here, I think it's fine from a business standpoint. It's just like any business. So you to find someone to do the grading for you, to do your samples, all this other stuff. But if you don't understand how to do it in the first place, and if because then you won't be able to spot a problem with the person that if there is a problem, you wouldn't even know to spot it. If you hired someone to do it and you're just relying on their word, basically. Because I know this from experience as, you know, the editor of Creative Knitting. I see patterns come through that have been tech edited by someone's tech editor, graded by a tech editor because that designer doesn't know how to grade. And they're honest about it, and that's fine. And so I know, at least we know that that is being done by someone else. But there were problems with that pattern. So yeah, so it's kind of a tricky thing. And I think like I was saying, if you're in any kind of business, understanding the back end of something is really important, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, and it comes down to, you know, a tech editor can only go so far, but you're the one with the design in your head and being able to visualize it. And it's important to learn how to be able to see how you want that neckline to fit on every size so that it you know, makes everybody feel beautiful, not just one size.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'm going to flip this around to me again. Sorry, you guys. Hopefully you don't mind. Hello. Kim, let me read a comment from Kim. Kim, and please have things test knitted. Oh, yes. Biggest complaint biggest complaint of paid for patterns, I think, is when there are mistakes. Absolutely. Absolutely. When I was more active as a designer, I had a tech editor, obviously, and a test knitter and a sample knitter. I know that sounds crazy.
That is crazy.
But it would kind of depend, you know, because go ahead, Tabitha.
I was going to say, when it comes down to individual, you know, indie patterns, I like to call them, individual patterns for sale, it's a lot easier and definitely more common to see that. When it comes to publications, though, sometimes the timeline is so tight that it's just not feasible to get test knitting in there. I know with Sweet Georgia, we utilize two tech editors so that we have one set of eyes that go through and then another set of eyes that go through. And then we also try to, if the timeline fits and people can test knit before the scheduled launch date, we try to get test knitters in there as well. But magazines are a lot harder because they have such a tight window and such a huge team that the patterns are bouncing around from layout to tech editing to back through more tech editing through editorial review, that it's really hard to get test knitting done in there. And unfortunately, I will add this, a lot of test knit patterns that I've seen still have errors because test knitters are not really looking for errors. They're looking to see how it works. And that, you know, so things still come through because we're all human.
Yeah. So let's see, there was another question that just came through.
What do you use to generate a schematic? I personally use InDesign, but I know people use Inkscape, which is not InDesign, Illustrator. Mm-hmm. Illustrator is Adobe's vector graphics software. Inkscape, I believe, is what the open source program is called that I know a lot of people use. And then there's some designers that still hand draw them, scan them in, and send them that way.
Sorry, I was just having fun. I'm moving my screen around. Did you see that, Tabitha?
Ooh. Yeah.
I'm so sorry. All I can say is that as a podcast episode, this will be crazy. People will listen to this and be like, whoa, you're nuts.
I hope they don't turn us
off. Well, but you know what? Whenever we do this, Tabitha, we get a little bit nutty anyway. You bring out the nutty in me.
Well, my husband, I told him we were recording this live dead. He said they do know that that could be trouble for anyone.
So
thanks for the support.
Exactly. Okay. So, so that was the designer side, and then we're gonna kind of switch gears and go over to the lifestyle side. But before we do, I'm going to answer a question that just came in from Marie. Marie, hey, how are you? Good to see you today. And Marie asks, what are we talking about today?
Whatever you want, baby.
So, Marie, this is, I was talking about this on Creative Knitting. Remember when I said, what do you guys think of a live video or a live podcast? I guess you could call it live. It's not going to be live when it posts Monday, but I'm recording. This is a podcast episode as well as Facebook Live. And so I'm going to see how this goes. I'm going to test the waters with this a little bit. And I think as we go, we'll refine it a little bit. But it is an edition of Ask Kara and Tabitha Anything. So it's that series that I do, that we do, I should say, we do, like, we try to do every month or so. But Tabitha, you know, she moved and it's been a little bit iffy over the last couple. Yeah. But now she's, wow, now she's finally in her new home.
Yes,
and
finally.
So, yes, and so Marie, we asked a question about grading, and you can go back and look at the comments or watch the replay, but we're going to move along to, we talked about grading and schematics and all that good stuff, and so now we're going to go into another question that came through about balance, and so I want to just switch my screen around real quick just for a sec. Just for a second, so I can read something over here, so you guys don't see all that craziness on the screen. So here's a question that just came through. Now, I put a lot of survey questions out to the readers or the listeners of Power Pearls podcast, and my questions are like, what do you want out of the podcast? What are you looking for? What do you, you know, what do you, how do you need this to enhance your knitting life? So a question comes in, how do others balance? So this is for, we can try to answer this, and you guys can answer this too, I'm sure. How do others balance or not balance their knitting career with family, etc.? So let's go. How do we do it, you guys? How does it happen, Tabitha?
Oh my goodness, that is the question of the day, the month, the year. I think even when I think I have things figured out, and then I have to ask the question again, because things go out of balance. They just do. And I think it's not so much about being in balance. It's about learning to go with the flow as life ebbs and flows around you. And that's really what it boils down to. But first things first, come up with a schedule, something that lets you prioritize what's important during the days when you have time to work and what's important during those times when your children need your attention or when your husband needs your attention. It's always the husband. Puts the kink on things. sorry, baby. Love you. And then the household. So for me personally, I like to have a schedule going on, but it's not a rigid schedule. It's just something, loose blocks of times where I can sit. I know that this is a good work block for me. I know that this is a good helping my kids with their homework and hanging out with them in the afternoon block for me. This is a good time of the evening for me to spend with my husband and getting some household stuff done. And then after that, my next thing is really instituting boundaries, letting the kids know this time period, Mom's got to work. I know I work from home, but I still am accountable to somebody else. I still have a boss, and I still have a door that I have to shut so that I can get it done. So I'm working on that with my whole family, including my husband, has been a really big topic of discussion around our home, just that they respect that I have to get this stuff done.
Mm-hmm.
So those are my three big things. Go with the flow, loosely block schedule, and set up those boundaries.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. And I'm sorry, you guys have been moving things around quite a bit. And I think I found the sweet spot. Look at that. I got my whole Skype screen, and I'm in the shot, and Tabitha's in the shot. So there's lots of bouncing. I have this little mini tripod. And now what I did was I moved my computer far away.
Oh.
And then I put my mini tripod, like, kind of right in front of the computer. So this is great. So anyway, Yeah, so Marie asks, well, how do I balance everything? Oy vey, as my grandmother used to say. And and the full version is oy vey jmir. But, I was going to kind of pick up where Tabitha left off, because I had a guest on this show, and I loved how she phrased this kind of balance idea, and she called it taking turns. And the person that said this was Ellen Gormley. She's the editor of Crochet Magazine. Do you remember that that episode, Tabitha?
I do, yes. I love Ellen.
Yeah.
She gets it, man.
Mm-hmm. And so she calls it taking turns. I thought that was a really elegant way to say it, because Ellen she's very elegant herself, you know? And so it's like, wow, so you're taking turns. And then there was this saying from someone, I don't remember who now, but I just heard it recently. Of course, on one of the many podcasts I listen to, because I'm a crazy, consumer of podcasts, aside from being a podcaster. And it went like this: you can do everything you want, just not at the same time.
Right.
Like, yes. So
that's so hard to tell yourself. So hard to say, you can't do this and this and this in this hour. It's so hard.
It's really hard. Like, I can say that and be like, oh yeah, that's it. That's all you need to do. But I can't help running down rabbit holes myself, and I don't know about you guys, but I think that we're all pretty similar when it comes to, being excited about life and all the many things we can do and all the many things we can knit. I think for me, yeah, I would have to say that when it comes to that with knitting, I have so many ideas that my head's ready to explode.
That's why we get a stash, because we see the yarn. I'm like, I want to make something with that yarn. And then you do that every time you go to the store. And then you have 500 skeins before you know it.
Mm-hmm, exactly. So how do I balance everything? Marie says, I don't. I'm not going to pretend and say because I actually don't believe in balance. So we're answering a question because someone's asking, because I think we really desperately want to know. And I don't want to get woo-woo here, but I might, we're looking for a way to put everything in a box and make things balanced. Mm-hmm. But we live in a world that's imperfect and crazy and everything around us, we can't control all this stuff. And we're wishing for balance. And the more we wish for balance and everything to be in order, the more I think it's going to feel like it's out of balance and out of order. Whereas if we say, well, I can kind of control what's in my mind, but I can't control what's out there, and I can't balance necessarily everything that's going on out there, because things are going to get thrown at me, every so often, every day, if not every hour, right? So it's by saying, okay, balance is a myth, but what can I do to do what matters the most in this moment to me? And then figure out a way to do that, and then say no to other things. We have to say no, I think. I think so. So what do you think about that? I'm going to read some of these comments that have just come through. Wow. What do you think, Tabitha? Any thoughts there?
Yeah, that's pretty much, it's one of the hardest lessons that I feel like I have to relearn every single day, that mm-hmm. my way of doing things isn't the universe's way of doing things, or it's not God's way of doing things. And so I can plan all the day long, because I love planning.
Mm.
But then it boils down to, so when my plans fall apart, because they always inevitably do, the balancing part is me balancing my reaction to it, balancing my emotions, so that I don't lose my mind like I want to, so that I don't take it out, my frustrations out on the people around me. Mm. So it's me really balancing how I respond to it. And again, it goes back to that life ebbs and flows, and you have to be able to ebb and flow with it. Sometimes mm-hmm. Your children are going to need you more than your work needs you. Sometimes your husband needs you more than that, and you have to be able to make those adjustments mm-hmm. as they arise.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I think that also comes down to kind of getting out of your own head, as far as what do they need, right? Like you said, your husband, your kids. And I find myself, when I get really into like, what do I want? I want, I want, I want, I want. And then it's really out of control. But when you say, What does my family need? What do my friends need? How can I cherish them and give to them? And then your wants and needs to balance everything. It's not as heavy, if that makes sense. But I wanted to jump in here. Kim, I'm sorry. I know you go by Kim. You're busy. You've got lots of stuff going on here. Let's see. You say, I'm still not completely balanced, but I'm very OCD and believe in schedules as much as I can. Yes, absolutely. Tabitha and I are like the scheduling queens. I mean, oh my gosh, I have like my new thing, Tabitha, is bullet journaling. You guys,
but it was not enough planning space for me.
Well, the reason why I like it, and it's logical. See, here we go. We're going off. We're OCD, okay? But no, but you can, because I have a Moleskines, they're like my babies. Because there's an index in the front, what you do in a bullet journal, like let's say you're planning your day, but then another thought comes up because we're all OCD, and maybe we're just OCD now because of the way social media is. That's what I think, guys. But you basically write in your index what page, you know, everything is on. So you can remember your daily schedule from whatever is on page 5. And then you had a thought about, you know, a knitting project on page 10 or whatever your day was. So that's the key. Actually, the index is huge in bullet journaling. And I love to get fancy. Look what I did. This is my week.
Oh, ooh. That
see,
is
now you can, okay. See, I have to get
Look
kind
at
of,
you.
Ooh, that's my, anyway, and you guys that are watching, you know I love to show off my visual journals and I have a lot of fun with that, but that's a whole other thing. So, yeah, so Marie says, love your honesty, guys, we can't be perfect yet.
I like what Kimberly just said about all the notepads in the house. You can't see, there's a shelf right here, like right here, and I have two whole drawers devoted, one for notebooks, another one for journals. And that doesn't include my planner right here. Another planner right here.
Oh my goodness.
Scheduling ideas I've been working on. See, I've got problems.
You know, here's a good one though about planning and notebooks. And I mean, I'm guilty of this too, because if you could say, I'll give you a career to just make lists all day long. I'd be like, sign me up. I mean, you could pay me $10 an hour to do that. I'm just kidding. I love it. You could pay me for nothing. You could pay me in gum, like the commercial. But anyway, let's see. So a bunch of these came through. Okay. So Lisa says, I will spend more time planning than doing. I do best just jumping in. I know. I spend more time planning. I do too. And then sometimes I end up being like, okay, I'm jumping in with nothing that was on my list. That happens. I think it's more about, I like to write and make it pretty. So Kim says, yeah, and we already answered that. So there you go.
Yeah, it's a Malden too, Kimberly. It's an Malden, and I have my inkwell planner in it.
Gosh, you and Kim are going to have to get together, Tabs.
This is my week. See, this is my week. Busy week.
That is a busy week.
I feel you. But don't make this mistake that I always do. Don't waste your time planning. Because I will sit there for hours and plan my day, my week, my month, my year out, and then I don't do anything. And that's not balance either.
Mm-hmm. Right. Exactly. And don't overplan. I mean, sometimes I write, it's like, because I love to write and put things in nice little lists and things like that. But the truth is that, you know, even in 1 week, 10 things might be too much, because it's sobering when you see, like, you got maybe only five, maybe not even five things on that list done, because they're bigger than you thought they were, right? So it's kind of, it's having this romantic idea about what it is that you can get done. So I wonder, did we answer that question about the balance for knitting life? Yeah, I think,
The answer is there isn't such thing as balance.
That's what I said earlier.
Just make do.
And I think I think we did make, at least for me, like accepting, it's acceptance of the fact that there's no real balance, that it's a myth, but that we can be okay with the fact that we need to shift gears and we need to take those turns, like Ellen said, in a Power Pearls podcast. So, Chris says, sometimes you just have to jump in. Kim says, also, I am always doing, I just have to jot things down So I do not forget all my to-dos. Yeah. I mean, and I think we all have a different way of doing that, because I know that we like to share, here's what, how I do this and here's how I do that. And I think for myself, I take ideas from other people. Like, because my bullet journal is different than the way they really tell you to do the bullet journal. But some of those key concepts, I'm like, wow.
Right.
That's so cool. And I'm going to totally use that. And then, you know, adapt. You know what I mean? So this was great. Oh my gosh. Like we, you know, so I want to just say before we wrap up, because I don't know how long we've been doing this. Maybe it's almost been like a half hour. I feel like whenever I think, oh yeah, it's more than that. So we probably should wrap up. But this was awesome. So, you know, Tabitha, I'm really happy that you could join me and be my guinea pig. And everybody, thank you for being guinea pigs too. It's a little bit tricky in the beginning. I was a little bit like distracted and nervous and like, oh no, how do I do this? And where do I put my phone? And that wire is weird. So anyway, hey, Susan, I'm sorry, Marvin, oh, Susan. Yes. No, because it says Marvin, Susan. I'm sorry. I get it, but it's Susan that's here. And I want to say welcome. And I'm so happy that you're enjoying the podcast. Marie says, love this new video version. Have a great weekend. Thanks, you too, Marie. All right, you guys. So, thanks for joining me. And you guys, thanks for joining me and Tabitha. And we are going to see you on the next version of this, whenever that is. So, bye.
Thank you all.
See ya.
Thank you all so much. Have a great day.
Bye-bye. Well, I hope you enjoyed that kind of fun, impromptu, goofy, you know, all over the place episode. Let me see what kind of other adjectives I can come up with. But no, I think for the most part, it was a lot of fun. And I'm looking forward to doing these more often on Facebook. So I said, I'd love to hear from you. And, you know, I think that it kind of took a fun little turn when we started talking about, after we started talking about life balance, and how I said there really isn't any, you know, it's a myth. And we started talking about planners and list making and Moleskine journals and bullet journals. And that's what I love about Facebook Live videos or any kind of live video, whether it's, Periscope, whatever it is. I think it's a great way to create community and kind of this connection to people. It's like we're hanging out, we're having fun together, and that's what I love about it. So I hope you enjoyed that. And also, you know, if you haven't gone over to iTunes yet, I'd really appreciate it if you could give a 5-star rating and review. That would be awesome, because then if you do that, then other people will get to learn about the podcast, and that will help us stay in those high rankings of iTunes, which, you know what, it gets busier and busier out there. So whatever you can do to help me stay up there so everyone can find the podcast, I would so appreciate it. And also, if you have never heard of a place called Patreon, I'm hanging out over there too. When I first heard of Patreon, and I heard someone say this on a recent podcast, that they thought it was like a transformer robot. Well, no, it's not. It is actually a platform for creators like myself and other makers and artists and podcasters. And it's where we talk about what it is that we do. And we're looking for support, plain and simple. And that's what I'm doing there. And so, you know, basically, you can be a sponsor. You can sponsor Power Pearls podcast at whatever level feels comfortable for you. And, you know, the bottom line is that this podcast is free. It's always going to be free. And without your help and without your patronage, I won't be able to keep doing this for the long haul. So really, the bottom line is, here's a product that I'm creating for you, and it's free. I mean, how much better can you get, right? So with your help, I can keep doing this. And that's where it's at. So check it out, patreon.com/PowerPearlsPodcast. And with that, I will see you next time. Take care.